Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President,
McCullough.
Well, looky here. You found us in New York again. Again. Every Saturday, here we are. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. And we're just glad to have you playing along with the little game. We're Team Green versus Team Red tonight. Asking you which team, because those are the two colors that evidently oppress people with unwanted Christmas feelings. It's kind of like being homosexual. You can't be oppressed with feelings you don't want anymore. You have to just accept them. But no, when it comes to Christmas, if you have Christmas feelings, you absolutely must refuse those. So the Nichols Elementary School in Frisco, Texas, for those of you that just joined us, they've decided not only will they ban Christmas elves, Buddy the Elf, Elf on the Shelf, Rudolph, Santa, Team Shepherds, Team Wise Men, them guys are gone. No Mary and Joseph, no baby in the manger, no Holy Star. None of it is. It's all got to go. But that's not enough. You can't stop there. You can't even have red or green colors in your classroom for the winter holiday. Anyway. Just thought you would want to know. And by the way, in the break, I found out that the Nichols Elementary School, whose phone number we've already told you several times, is 469-633-3950. If you just wanted to let your feelings be known to the Nichols Elementary School in Frisco, Texas, they also have a Facebook page. This is kind of fun. It's facebook.com/Nichols Elementary PTA. And it was the PTA that did all this nonsense. So I just am going to link that in tonight's show post on Facebook. And if you want to go over and say hi to him over there, feel free to do that as well. I'm up to absolutely no good tonight.
Yeah, you're just...
Is it fair? Is it right? You got. It's not enough that you have these educated elites that think that they know better than everybody else. Now you got to go. You got to purposely dump poison into the minds of innocent little school kids.
Right.
Now, let the parents decide how much Christmas or no Christmas they want to expose their kids to. Where did we fall in line with this idea that the PTA and the school district is like the all-knowing fourth arm of God? Was it like that when your dad taught?
No, obviously not like now.
Stephen's dad was a public school teacher, proud public school teacher, coached football, saw his sons play against his team.
Yeah.
But he beat him, right? Your dad beat Alec?
No.
Alec beat your dad.
Alec beat the dad.
So
yeah. for it had been the first
time. So the Padawan became the Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It had been the first
time. So let's transport Alec the Third, your father, to Frisco, Texas, circa 2013. And he's there teaching, what did he teach? English? History.
History.
He's there teaching
social studies.
Social studies. He's telling the young little mush minds, here's what happened and the different ways you'd look at it, blah, blah, blah. And he gets this memo from the school district. What would Alec Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin's father, not brother, what would he have done? How would that conversation have gone? Let us behind the veil into something like
now,
that.
Now, you have to understand, because I say crazy stuff.
Right.
But this is exactly what he would have done. there would not have been a conversation. He would have shown up the next day, and at the beginning of the first class, he would have gotten up and said, There's a 5-minute recess. Y'all can look at your magazines or just do whatever you want to. I'll be right back. And he'd have gone out of the room and come back dressed as Santa Claus. And he would have had 30 sheets of paper with Christmas carols. And he would have handed them out, like the words to "We Wish You a Merry Christmas."
Right.
And he would have had every class sing the song over and over again the entire day.
I love it.
I'm not kidding. That's the kind of stunts he pulled.
Now I know where you get it from.
Yeah, it's. Did I ever tell you the story?
So if your dad had had a Facebook page, he probably would have said, "Hey, go over to the Nichols Elementary Facebook page and wish him a Merry Christmas."
Right.
Like just say Merry Christmas on their Facebook page.
Right. Right.
Don't be nasty about it. See, what they want, is people of values and the folks that are going to oppose them, because they all think that we're idiots, right? Because they're the handfuls of selected, you know, omniscient beings that came from, you know, their higher places of uber education, and now they're educating all of us nimrods here on planet Earth that are too dumb to realize what we need for ourselves. So what they want from us is like redneck anger. What? That's what you're going to say? Get in the truck, Bessie. We're taking the shotguns over there. That's what they want us to do. If you respond to them with, "Hey, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, and I hope Jesus is really good to you this year," they won't know what to do with that.
Right.
It'll just kind of make them go sideways.
Love your enemy, baby.
Hey, Max in Mississippi, line 2, listening on Sirius XM. You've been patient. Thank you for holding on. What's your thought about this?
Well, I'm from Texas, and what you could do is you give another number out, the Texas TEA, Texas Education Center, because these schools are supposed to stay in line with the Constitution. And another one would be just to get a hold of them, bring them up, fill their lines up, and get them on it there. What do you think?
That's a pretty good idea. So what do you think?
Go ahead.
Well, I just was wondering about the colors themselves, because that's what spurred all that. I've never seen this go this far. I've seen city councils cancel a public manger scene on government property. I've never seen a bunch of school teachers say you can't have red and green because it's going to offend people.
Yeah. Well, I would like to actually talk to a couple of them teachers and see what they really thought. Because I bet you some of them are just as upset as you are.
Yep.
I bet that's true.
The stupidity of this.
Yep. That's a great point.
The stupidity of this.
Very good, Max.
Anything. And I know you got a lot of callers hanging on there, but look up the Texas, the TEA in Texas.
Okay.
Which rules the schools.
The Texas Education Association. Teach. Okay.
TEA, Texas Education Association. And put that number out and ring their bells, and that'll get to also to Governor Perry through them.
Okay, good enough. Hey, Max, thanks for the good idea. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Yeah, and even if you're not from Texas, you should still call. Why? Because these are the little mush minds that are going to run your future. See, I think any time that a school does something halfway crazy, it's up to the entirety of the United States to step in and say, "Stop that. No more with that." So anyway, 469-633-3950 if you want to let the school district in Texas know that you are for Team Green or Team Red, that you don't think you're going to, like, send kids to the psych ward because they had to look at red and green in at Christmas time. 469-633-3950, 469-633-3950. I wonder if some teacher did try to get very creative and, like, put up a pink Christmas tree with, like, a turquoise set of ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And is this slightly off from red and green, but to, you know, just close enough to kind of like being like, like right in their eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, we got another thing to talk about this hour, and Stephen, this was your topic, and it was one of those things that I don't really fully comprehend the objection to it, but maybe that's where I'm a little bit narrow minded. So I'm gonna give you the floor, good sir.
Well, there's this story that kind of went around about the TSA, which I think...
Oh, our good friends at the TSA.
I'm sorry. I'm saying NSA.
NSA.
Sorry.
Eh, fondle you daily either, anyway.
Yeah. I said TSA because they make me nervous. Maybe worse than the NSA, quite frankly.
I don't know. I think it's pretty much a 50-50 negotiation with that one. But
at the NSA,
mm-hmm.
Apparently it was identified that they had been spying on what they classified as radicalizers and their porn habits.
So radicalizers would be people that just disagree with President Obama for basically anything.
Well, radicalizers would be anyone whom the agency believes are radicalizing others through incendiary speeches.
Like Kevin on Saturday night asking you to call the elementary school. I'm obviously a radicalizer.
But we'll give the rest right after this.
You don't see her because she is hiding under a wheelbarrow that used to be filled with charcoal. Her name is Asera, but no one knows that, and no one cares. She will, like another 60 million orphans tonight, go to bed without food, and she will be without food for up to 72 hours. But the most heartbreaking part of it all is that she may be dead in the next 90 seconds. Because every minute and a half, an orphan dies somewhere on this planet. Not because there isn't enough food, but because we haven't gotten it to them. And that's why we are asking you to help us feed one child in 2014 for the entire year. And at 25 cents per day, that's a gift of $92. Friends, $92 feeds a child vitamins, probiotics, minerals, and nutrients that their body needs, as well as the protein and carbohydrates that their bodies have been deprived of. 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069. Or be generous and give online at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. And the NSA apparently, now this is a government agency.
Right, National Security Administration.
So under this administration, these guys, through this fellow Snowden now, has leaked this information. This is just another one of these things coming out of the whole Snowden,
right,
WikiLeaks stuff.
Right.
And apparently it's been identified that the NSA, for people who may be radicalizers and have the ability to make incendiary speeches, I guess, against the administration, right?
Right. These would be people, according to their definition of who these people are, these would be people like the Tea Party, church-going Christians, devout Catholics.
All kidding aside.
Almost anybody that didn't vote for Obama. But go ahead.
All kidding aside, you, wouldn't it?
No. Consider who the IRS targeted.
Mm-hmm.
Same group of people.
Okay.
That's who they would be looking at and going.
Who is that?
Well, the IRS targeted conservative political groups.
Right. Okay.
And Christians. Right. And people of faith. And
so here's what I'm sitting here going, like, because there's so many other things you can target about what they do that you could use against them as some kind of threatening tool.
Right.
Okay.
But what they're trying to use against these people specifically is what?
Pornography.
Meaning they're dumping pornography on these people?
No.
Okay.
They are hacking into their worlds to observe as to whether or not these radicalizers are participating in viewing pornographic material.
When you couple that with the fact that Obamacare requires you to turn over every password in your entire computer history, this is just a great combination. Anyway, go ahead.
So I'm sitting there. And I'm saying to myself, this creeps me out, not because they want to use the pornography as a means of leveraging to get what they want.
Right.
We've
always done this, by the way, too. Not so much in public life, but with our spies, uh-huh, and in our military.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to compromise someone,
right,
particularly on the other side,
right,
and turn them to force them to work for us, we, mm-hmm, would try to get them into a sexually compromising situation, which is kind of like what they're doing with this on a much smaller scale, but on a much wider scale from the standpoint that they're using it against the American people.
But, okay,
use that technique against our enemies.
Right. But my point is simply this. In my perception, pornography is so socially accepted now. Why would you ever try to use the activity of somebody watching that, where as opposed to Elliot Spitzer, if you videotape someone secretly,
right,
engage, like to the point you just made,
right,
you know, if you set somebody up in a sexual whatever,
right,
and videotape it and use that against them, okay.
Well, think about who they are saying these radicalizers. It's really to neutralize. It's to neutralize the radicalizer.
And I just think, coming from this administration, this is again a blunder, in my opinion.
Well, it probably is, but here's, and you're probably right on the pervasiveness of porn. But here's my problem, and the reason I kind of yawn at this story, and that's not meaning that you're bad or anybody's bad that wants to talk about it. I kind of like would love for pornography to just be eliminated from the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I think society would be better if it didn't exist. America has the production of something like 80% of the world's pornography mm-hmm. is made here.
Mm-hmm.
It has been nothing but a cancer on our culture.
Mm-hmm.
If it went away tomorrow, if we outlawed it, if we prohibited it, another prohibition, I wouldn't be sad about that at all. I'm not big on government doing prohibitions, but I wouldn't have a problem with it because I see so much damage that comes from it. So if the government's saying, hey, we're going to, like if the threat of this is enough to keep someone from looking at porn,
mm-hmm.
I actually think that's a societal benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they didn't look at it because it was the right thing to do or they didn't look at it because they were afraid Obama was going to find out, to me it doesn't matter. The point is, it's kind of like Paul in the New Testament. He said, well, you know, all these different people were preaching the gospel. What do I care? As long as Jesus is getting preached and people are coming to know him. Whatever the cause is for me of people saying, I don't know if I'm going to look at that porn because, you know, Obama may be, he may be like typing his password onto my screen and watching what I'm watching. I'm okay. But that did not sit well with you.
No, because you're saying that you'd like the porn to go away. And of course I would too. But I'd like the Westboro Baptist Church to go away too.
Right.
But there's nothing that's going to... There's no law or any activity that's going to... They're going to be allowed to do what they want.
I just wish that there was like some piece of the Grand Canyon that would open up and they'd just all like be swallowed up and they would close.
We could
again.
Pray on it, couldn't we? The Lord could do that. But I think my question to our audience is simply this.
Okay.
Did it make sense for the NSA to target pornography in this dynamic? Does pornography matter in the personal lives of these radicalizers enough for the NSA to try to use it as
leverage?
As leverage.
Huh. That's an interesting question. Is it another bungle on their part? Like they're going, we'll get these guys, but in reality, culture won't really care. Or is it something that would actually be effective?
No, my question is, does the pornography of it matter? Because again, in my opinion, in agreement to what you're saying,
right?
Although I think I'm a little more different than you, meaning I mean
that's a classic Baldwin understatement. The previous statement was a classic Baldwin understatement.
I think the end is near, and the porn ain't going anywhere.
No, that's probably true.
Yeah, and my simple point to that is. You know, I think that with the pervasiveness of pornography, at least it's more, you know, at home and in private and this and that. It's getting worse no matter what, but it's more at home and this and that. And at least if you're going to be a sick freak about it, then let it be in the privacy of your own home. But the fact that the NSA would try to target these whoever conservatives, you know, these people that could create some influence against the administration. The fact that a government agency tried to use identifying an individual's pornographic interaction as a leveraging tool against them.
Was it a swing and a miss? Your thoughts. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and thank you for being with us right here, wherever here is. Biz TV, the UAN network, or 338 radio stations coast to coast, or Sirius XM, whatever, or online, any number of places. We are grateful that you're with us and here each week. This is the humble abode of actor Stephen Baldwin and radio talk show host Kevin McCullough. We come together every Saturday night. It's kind of like the splitting of atoms, but we have a lot of fun. Yeah, it's that's the. It's...
I never thought my name would ever be associated with the splitting of atoms. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Right there. Just nuclear power just reinvented. But here's what we're talking about. The NSA, and I want to make sure I get this right, the National Security Administration, has admitted to or has been caught surveying people that are watching porn. So you got Uncle Harry And he's an unfortunate name, but he's at home, and he's watching his website, and he's doing whatever.
Like Harry Reid?
And,
go ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately. He's doing his thing. And the NSA is going, oh, look, he's on that website, you know, triple X, 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 X.
Right.
Then they would want to do what? Because Uncle Harry Reid is a conservative, or he's someone that opposes the administration in some way. They use that. They try to embarrass them. They try to out them with their porn habits. What's the process of what they're doing with this?
Well, the process would be to, in my understanding, have the information in order to be able to manipulate that individual in a way that would coerce them into not speaking out against the administration.
Wow. Red, white, and blue just tears me up.
Yeah.
The great American experience right there. Your government blackmailing you.
And my question is, couldn't they have picked something better?
Like what?
Why did it have to be the porn, is my question.
That makes it sound like you don't think porn is all that big of a deal.
Well, to me, it's something that obviously, from a spiritual perspective, can be deadly.
Right.
Deadly.
Which is what I know you believe, so that's why.
But I just don't think it matters.
Hmm.
I honestly don't think it matters. Look, Elliot Spitzer's back. He's back.
Yeah, but see, he comes from the political left. And the political left has no morals. That's the difference. I wrote about this in my first book. The left views God as either absent of any interest in mankind or just non-existent. He's either not involved in what we're doing.
That's an extreme. You can't say all of the left, but go ahead.
No, their worldview comes from a rather godless perspective.
Not all of the left, but go ahead.
The vast majority of people who are left of center to the extreme left have a different...
Is that the same as Democrat?
Not necessarily.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you can have Republicans that have the same view. What I wrote about in Musclehead, which is my first book, is that if you come from a view that acknowledges God's existence and his involvement in mankind's affairs, you generally tend to have a different outlook about everything, from taxes to abortion to sex to you name it. You're going to see things differently if you think God's involved and that he cares. If you don't, if you're secular, if you're progressive, if you're secular and progressive, if you're secular progressive and wanting to like really, you know, be an activist, you're out there going
to say something funny. Go ahead.
Well, you don't think he's involved. So the presence of God in your worldview changes everything else about your
worldview. Absolutely.
So if the left, which is in power right now, and this is about as far left as the American government's ever gotten, thoroughly is inhabited by people that are amoral in their own life. They don't think anything is moral or immoral. But they know that the right of center people have these standards that they try to hold themselves to on some level.
Mm-hmm.
They know that porn will be compromising in that side of the equation where it wouldn't even make any difference on their side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm you know, and I think that it becomes an interesting dilemma because it's like they know that there's a moral difference between using porn and not using porn. They know that these people over here all hold that into a certain moral compass that they're against, and they're willing to manipulate to achieve what? Their godless ends at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The left hates God. They do. Or they think he doesn't care.
Right.
But it's, anyway, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Do we have anybody?
Nope. Not yet.
Huh.
But you want to know if they could have done better than using porn.
I want to know.
To manipulate the radicalizers.
If what the opinion of our audience in regard to the NSA trying to manipulate people by observing their habits and interaction with pornography, would that have mattered at all?
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lead's gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373.
This programming note, at the end of our show tonight, you can flip on the Fox News channel because one Stephen Baldwin will be joining one Greg Gutfeld on Red Eye.
Yeah, on Fox News tonight, there's the pretty funny program.
Yeah.
And that's an understatement.
Well, Gutfeld is, if you understand libertarianism, And people who are quirky and witty with it, you have Greg Gutfeld.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
And then this guy, Nick DiPaolo's on there, and he's kind of kooky.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just warn everyone, it's kind of got a little bit of a PG-13.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, they kind of went a little kooky when I was there, which is, you know, that'll happen.
Sometimes.
But our number is 888-340-3373. So NSA, looking at radicalizers, they're watching Kevin McCullough. They want to know, is he goofing around with any pornographic
now,
activity?
Now, let me throw this curveball in there. Because in another story that I found on this,
yes.
Related to, I don't know where this was posted. Anyway, it says that the NSA had identified six targets. All of them were Muslim radicalizers.
Oh.
Now, I'm the last person on earth that thinks, well, if they just did it to Muslim extremists, they won't ever do it to the rest of Americans. But that is a little bit of a... And it makes a little more sense because officially, Islam forbids pornography.
Mm-hmm.
They call pornography a woman showing her neckline.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do in public. In secret, you know, Osama bin Laden, he had little boys, he had tons of women. You know, he wasn't this, you know, well, just like Muhammad. I mean, he was a pedophile. So you're talking about, you know, a very different standard for those that are in leadership versus what they force the masses to observe.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, some people have compared Christianity to that as well, which is unfortunate when you have, you know, the Jimmy Swaggerts of the world that do what they do and then say, hey, you can't do that.
Yep.
So anyway, so NSA watching people's porn habits to try to
manipulate them
and compromise them.
Right. And I'm sitting here saying, obviously, for them to have specified the pornographic interaction of their activities, A, isn't that creepy? Even though I respect and hear what you're saying about, like, who you're talking about and the fact that they could have been you, I'm sitting here going, isn't there something? I mean, isn't go after, you know, that they're trying to hide money or cheat the government in taxes or, you know, something
criminal
else.
Criminal activity.
Yeah. Like, there you go.
Yeah.
That's an even more better.
But what if they're not doing criminal activity? Like, see, the 9/11 hijackers, and that was a problem. They weren't really doing anything illegal until they decided to kill 3,000 people that day. The same article says Stuart Baker, a one-time counsel for the NSA and a top Homeland official for the Bush administration, said that the idea of using embarrassing information to undermine targets is one that we've used a long time. On the whole, it's fair and maybe more humane than bombing a target, he said, describing the tactic as dropping the truth on them. See, and that's where that's, but all bets are off when it comes to this administration and what they're willing to do with people that oppose them, whether they're Islam based or just Tea Party based, and like, because they kind of treat everyone that disagrees with them as enemies of the state,
as radicalists.
Yeah. Let's go to line two. Angel is calling from AM 570 in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Angel.
Hello, sir. I really appreciate your show, and I really enjoy Mr. Bowen movies. Hey, my brother.
Thank you.
I stand in with Jesus. You have a good point there. The administration right now, they're taking on everybody that doesn't agree with them. And believe me, they're doing a lot of things wrong. I mean, I don't want to call them stupid, but they're very inept. And, I mean, you know what, the healthcare situation,
right.
we can get on the freaking web. But I don't believe, I'm a military retiree, 10-4 in the Marines, the rest in the Army. I don't believe they have the right to spy on us. Not the way they, I mean, it doesn't care about pornography, but in any situation, a telephone call, I mean, on the radio, if we're trying to do anything.
Right, and I, you know, obviously we agree with them. Them watching us at all for, you know, for any reason that would be used to hold it against you or something. I mean, that's kind of weird enough. But don't you think that, like, trying to watch somebody's pornographic act, you know, isn't that just dumb?
Wasting money on such a, you know, an issue instead of concentrating on North Korea or Iran. I mean, they just allow Iran on some contract or some type of agreement.
Yeah, we didn't even discuss that yet.
Yes, and you know, you can't trust Iran. Nor North Korea. I mean, I was in the military. I've been in some countries, Japan, Germany, and those people haven't forget the World War II. Trust me, I've been in those nations. I mean, everything we see over here in the United States is just very diplomatic thing. But whenever you go to the countries, man, they hate it, my God. Believe me.
Angel, well, we thank you for your call, and thanks for listening.
Thanks,
thank you
Angel.
For your encouragement. Yeah, I mean, this tells you how messed up their strategy is, because they're doing that on one side. Okay, they're going to track the porn habits of people that disagree with them, and they're going to use that against them. But they're going to turn around, as we did right around Thanksgiving, and cut a deal with the number one exporter of terror in the world,
right.
Iran, and then say, here's $8 billion to go with it. Just take it. And by the way, we don't have anything in writing that says we can even really watch what you're doing anymore. How does that work?
Did they really give them $8 billion?
They unfroze their assets.
Oh, okay.
And in the first delivery, they got more than $8 billion. Do you think that's going to cause Iran to slow down what they're doing officially? Maybe only officially. But, you know, the way the agreement even reads, there's nothing that holds them to anything. And I think the impetus of $8 billion only encourages them to be a little bit more aggressive. But that could just be me. This is Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough talking about my new guilty pleasure. It's Grand Vecino Coffee. I don't know if you love coffee as much as I am starting to, but man, this is good stuff. Grown in the lushest mountain regions of the world, it's premium artisan coffee, and they package the beans in the bag while they're still warm from being roasted. Unlocks great rich aromas and smooth taste. It's wonderful. But here's the best part of all. Grand Vecino, the name of this coffee, means great neighbor. And the Great Neighbor program that Grand Vecino is running is an incredible thing. See, their logo, their slogan is a much better coffee helps build a much better world. And 5% of every bag sold is going to help charities, some right down the street or some on the other side of the globe. When you become part of the Great Neighbor program, you get your coffee shipped to your front door, but you also get to pick where those 5% go so that you can help change the world with them. Go to amuchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night, 9 to 11. We're glad you're with us. We're in great television markets, too. Salt Lake City, Denver, Philadelphia, Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, New York. And we're grateful for Biz Television and also the UAN that helps us reach those homes. Speaking of which, we've got a couple of callers from television that want to weigh in. Damien in Philadelphia, line 2, watching on Biz TV. What's your thought on this?
Well, I obviously think that spying is wrong. I'm totally against it, but I think I agree with you, Kevin, that it's just a good strategy. They're doing it because ultimately Christians and people on the right, you know, I think porn is so entrenched in our culture that there's tons of millions of Christians and people that are also have porn issues, and they know they can shame them into getting what they want. If they somebody's a threat.
Yeah, that's what Steven said. Well, and what's unfortunate about that, and thank you for the call, Damien, and thank you for your kind words about the show. Unfortunately, Steven, the rates of usage of pornography amongst people that call themselves Christians is about the same rate of use as it is outside the church. So that's kind of not so good. Dave in Dallas, line 1. We don't have line 1. Line 1 went away. Okay. Dave, you were that close to getting on. All right, programming note, 11 o'clock Eastern, 4 minutes from now, Stephen Baldwin's on Red Eye on Fox News Channel, Greg Gutfeld and company, and it's PG-13 night there.
Yeah.
So be warned.
Yeah.
Martin Bashir, one of the topics discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all you need to know. And then pray for Stephen and I this week, because on Monday, we are going to, with our talk show colleagues, Steve Dace and Danny Johnson, travel with Food for the Poor to Haiti. Have you been to Haiti before?
No, I have not.
This will mark my third trip to the land where my first son is from. And it's going to be one of those gut-wrenching, both physically and spiritually.
Yes, sir.
We're going to eat food that will probably make us sick, but it'll be very healthy and clean compared to what the actual Haitians are eating. And we're going to be down there to love on people and to see what we can do next year by way of helping one particularly needy group in one region of the country build homes, install water systems, and teach them how to conduct microenterprise business so they can feed themselves in the years going forward. So pray for us. We'll be out of the country for a while, and, you know, it's just Haiti's a sketchy place, so we always need prayer when we're going down there, but we're looking forward to it. And then we'll be back with you next Saturday night, right here, Baldwin McCullough. So we're always grateful for your time and effort. Now, Stephen, what are you packing for Haiti? What's the one thing that, that you're going to bring? That
Reese's peanut butter cups. That's all.
They'll never survive in
water.
The Haitian sun. They'll never
I'm not
survive.
Bringing anything.
They'll never survive in the Haitian sun.
I will eat melted Reese's peanut butter cups
all over his face.
3 days straight.
He'll look like my 3-year-old.
Love you guys. God
Have
bless.
A great week.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.